Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayikra, the Shabbos of Chodesh Nissan, where we're all, Baruch Hashem, preparing for Zman Chayroseinu, for the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach. I'd like to start by discussing the Karban Shlomim with you. The Karban Shlomim is different in that the Torah doesn't say that it comes l'chapara at all. Does the Shlomim come as a kapara for chatoim? There seems to be contradictory hints regarding this. Rashi, it tells us in Pasuk, in Perek Yimel, Pasuk Aleph, Rashi tells us, Shlomim Shmei Shematim L'Shalom Ba'ilam, that it's called the Shlomim because it comes to make Shalom. Rashi's indication is that it doesn't come that it does not come l'kapara. And that's, I think, the way most understand the Karban Shlomim. However, there are indications that it's not that way. There are indications it's not that way in numerous places. For example, in Erech Enav Chaf Alef Amin Alef, Rashi himself says, on the Gemara that says Memashkinin, that we take Mashkanes for certain Karbanis. Rashi says, Oyleis v'shlamim, Avagav v'shlamim mechaperes al asei. Why do you have to take a Mashkin? It's a Kaparna asei, the person will bring it. Hayo v'lav chayvihi, olea lechoshiv lo kapara v'asu l'shuye. It's not an obligation to bring a shlamim. Kav istaka, Rashi says, is a Kapara. But it's not an obligation, therefore we take a mashka for the person to obligate him to bring it. But Rashi says there that mechaperes al ha'aseh, it's interesting that he says that it does come as a kapara. So it seems to be something of a stira between the Rashi in Erech Chaf Aleph, the Mashkenin, and the Rashi in our parsha. Gemara in Yuma, the Flamed Vav, says, Mizvada al Chatos, Avoin Chatos, Al Osham, Avoin Osham, Al Oila, Avoin Oila. The Gemara says that when the owner does smicha on a carbon, and call carbon yachet on smicha, just about every carbon yachet needs it, so there's a vidui that's said along. The Gemara's lashon is, Mizvada al Chatos, Avoin Chatos, Al Osham, Avoin Osham, Al Oila, Avoin Oila. It doesn't say Al Shlomim, Avoin Shlomim. So it seems to be saying that there is no Avayin Shlomim. Even more mafurish in the Rambam, Maaseh Karbanos Perek Gimel Pasuk Halacha Tezvav, when the Rambam brings that Gemara, that Shemisvada on every carbon its own chayt, he says, Yirali Sheinim Isvada Al HaShlomim, Avaloyim Edivrei Shvach. So the Rambam is saying that it doesn't come to Kapara, there's no Avayin. So we have a contradiction of a shlomim comes with kapara or it doesn't come with kapara. So it needs an answer. The answer may be hinted at in Tosfos. Tosfos in Erech Chaf Aleph says, "B'shas hafrosh aloi bin adas ela b'chatas v'ashem." He says, "Aval oila v'shlomim delav l'chapara osi kuli hai ein itzarach b'shas hafrosh." Tosfos' lashon is that an oila and a shlomim as well ein itzarach kapara kuli hai. It sounds like the Shlomim, and maybe the Ayla too, are somewhere in between. It's not a full Kapara. It's a Kapara that's not a Kapara Kulihai. Funny thing, either it is or it's not. So to sum up, we have Rashi in the Parsha, which seems to say it's not a Kapara. The Rambam seems to say it's not a Kapara. And the other end, Rashi in Erech Chaf Aleph, who says it is the Kapara. So it needs an answer, and Tosfos says something in between. Maybe the answer lives in the Baal HaTorim. The Baal HaTorim, in this week's parasha, Perek Gimel Pasuk Gimel, says the following: "V'hikrim mizevach hashlomim isha l'Hashem esachelav amechasa esakerev miskolchelav hasha'ar l'akerev." The shlomim, as you know, only certain parts are brought on the mizbeach, and those parts are primarily parts of chelav, parts that have fats. Says the Baal HaTorim, he says that this comes to forgive on an aveira a person does because he's too fat. Diksev vayishman yeshurun vayivat. When Kayasar becomes too fat, it doesn't mean physically fat. It means becomes too wealthy, too opulent. Then you need a kapara. L'chei mevi achelav. So the chelav, which is fat, comes to forgive for that. L'fizeh, it's very gishmak. Turns out when Tosfos says, Eino l'chapara kuli hai, the Eino l'chapara kuli hai means, it's not like the chatas and the yosham, which come for specific aveiros. No. It doesn't come for a specific aveir. That's why the Rambam says, you're not mizvadeh on any specific aveir. However, it is a kapara, the shlamim is, for the aveiris of overindulgence, the aveira of opulence, the aveira of having a life that's vayishman yisrael yeshurun vayibat, a life which is too gashmi, is too based on physical pleasure. And for that, the shlamim is a kapara. That's an important message. First, an important message, you need such a kapara. But Rashi says, shlamim is matil and shalom ben Yisrael avim shvashamayim. What's the derech of being matil shalom? To be b'mayit in the physical fat of the earth, the fat of the land. Being b'mayit in all of that. The carbon Pesach is the carbon shlamim. The Gemara says that the Pesach, carbon Pesach, which can only be brought up to 1 year old. If you have a carbon Pesach and for whatever reason did not offer it as a carbon Pesach, can't use it next year, it's going to be too old, it becomes a shlamim. That's what it says in the Gemara. It says in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, approximately Daf Hei or so. That means that Be'etzem a Pesach is a shlamim. Now, of course, if the idea of a shlamim is to separate yourself from the fat of life, from the indulgences, the extravagance of life, that's the idea. So it makes sense, the carbon Pesach and the matzah, which is supposed to represent the simple lifestyle, that would make sense that the Pesach is the carbon shlamim. After all, why did Yidden do every Pesach? They left their homes, and they all traveled to Yerushalayim to be together in the Beis Hamikdash, an area where you didn't have gigantic homes. You had a gigantic home, many families got into that home, because many Jews came together. And the lifestyle of the Pesach was a lifestyle of a shlamim, was a lifestyle of this type of a carbon, which is against Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat, which is against the over-extravagance and indulgences of life, which cause aveiros, which cause sin. And so that's the idea of the carbon Pesach. That's the idea of the carbon shlamim. And that's why with Pesach upon us, we switch to such a simple lifestyle, as simple as could be, Bezos Hashem, to create that avir, which is an avir of harchaka from sin, harchaka from chatoim. I'd like to share with you a second idea. That idea has to do with chesed. I saw a tremendous chiddush. At the Mishmar, we just made a siyum on Sefer Iyov. Very unique siyum. When do you ever see a group of 25 or 35 young men, no, not all young men, of people, making a siyum on Sefer Iyov? We made a siyum. We had learned about the disputes between Iyov and his chaverim, who criticized him. We understand the disputes have a lumdis to them. I'd like to share with you how the Gemara explains at least one argument between Iyov and at least one of his friends who gave him Musa. The Gemara Bava Basra Tezayin says that Iyov had a practice of stealing land from Yisayim, improving it, and then returning it. After all, he stole it, so he returned it. The question on that, which the Pnei Shloimei and others on Bava Basra ask, is that the Gemara in Bava Metzia Samach Aleph says, Lo signaiv al menas v'shalem teshlomei kefil. Now I'll steal from somebody, even if your intention is the afterwards to pay him double and to fool him into taking extra money. If so, how could it be that Iyov is praised for doing this? And the Torah says it's a lav. And even if Iyov was a ben noyach, not mechuyev in the lav, but it can't be that for the yidden it's a lav, And for Ben Noach, it's praiseworthy. So both Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov say something incredible. Rav Moshe on the Dibros Moshe on Bava Basra, Ha'arai and Ches, Rav Yaakov on Demis Liakov on Bava Basra. They both say, Zugzeres HaKos, you're not allowed to steal, even if your intention is to benefit the person you stole from. That's because stealing is an Aveira, and we don't want a person to get used to doing a Maisa Aveira. The Gzeres HaKos is only at the Maisa Aveira of Geneva. Karka ain't an exelus. Somebody who steals karka is not stealing. He's not otherwise stealing. Like, he can't really steal it. Karka ain't an exelus. What he did was he took over the land, he improved it, and then he gave it back. The Chiddush that Rav Yaakov and Rav Moshe both say is that that's okay. If you cause somebody a tsar in a way that ultimately he'll be thankful for it, it's not an aveira. That's a very big chiddush. To cause someone tsar in a way that your intention is to benefit him, that's not an aveira. Very often people have a question about making a surprise party. You can say surprise, you're going to scare people. You cause them tsar. That mutter. So in a way, that's for the ultimate benefit, where they would be happy with the outcome. Rav Moshe Rav Yaakov say that it's mutter. An incredible chiddush. He brings a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam says if you steal in order to pay kefil, it's aser. Shalai lahargal asmai b'zeh. You shouldn't get used to stealing. Seems from the Rambam that were it not for the idea of shalai lahargal asmai b'zeh, that it would be mutter. It's a tremendous chiddush. Now, obviously, it's a place where Eiv and his chaverim, in this case, Alifas, have room for a machlaikas, for a disagreement. But the chiddush here is a chiddush gadol. That because someone's tsar, even if it comes out to be, at the end, to be some sort of a benefit, that's actually mutter. Oh, wow, it's Rabbi Yaakov Ramesh. I wonder if everyone would agree with it. And with that thought, with that idea, I would like to wish one and all an absolutely wonderful, fantastic, gewaldige preparation for Pesach, Shabbos, Parshas, Vayikra.